to our first podcast. I have been procrastinating on starting a podcast forever, and had this idea with me and my significant other that, you know, we always sit in the bed every morning and have these great talks. And wouldn't it be great to bring some of those conversations to you guys? So if you don't know me, my name is Elizabeth Overstreet. I'm a relationship coach. I go under the moniker of the New Rules of Dating across all the different social media feeds, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I just love discussing relationships. I want to see people happy. I like to see people in love. But more importantly, I like to see people in the right relationships. So I thought maybe bringing my significant other in on some of these discussions would be helpful, because he's my muse for some of my relationship discussions and quotes. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. As it has already been discussed, this is Miss Elizabeth Overstreet, who you all know as the relational whisperer, the love coach, all the above. And I just go by the simple name of Kay Solo.
So you're not going to tell me your real name, huh?
Nope. It's all about anonymity.
Right. He loves anonymity. And, you know, we were just talking about that the other day. Like, sometimes, you know, it's nice to be heard but not seen. So I think we can bring some valuable discussions of things we've learned through our different relationships and how we work through things, and share that with you guys to help you with your relationships. What's on your mind today, babe?
Well, I think just this whole concept of bed talks is synonymous with the actual title itself. Whether you're waking up in the morning, whether you're going to bed at night, I know the term bed talks automatically sounded as if there's some sexual involvement. But no, there is intimacy. Intimacy is not only in intercourse, ladies and gentlemen. Intimacy is having those laid-back discussions, sometimes heated discussions, at night. Think about it. I don't know too many people who argue at the top of their lungs when they're laying in the bed, or wake up arguing at the top of their lungs. It's kind of a euphoric feeling, knowing that you're laying with someone that you do love, someone that you do care about, in a relaxed state. There have been times I've divulged information about myself, letting my guard down because of being in the bed with someone that I do care about, that I do trust. And I think that's different from when you're sitting at a coffee table, or you're sitting in the boardroom, or just sitting on the bus. It's just something that relates to that laid-back environment. And as Elizabeth has said, we've had many discussions, unrecorded, of course, that have really opened up the doors to our way of thinking, to new mindsets, or mindsets that we may not have thought of, getting to know each other, but also getting a pretty good grip on what relationships are, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad. So as this topic of discussion, you know, goes, bed talks is pretty much relating to, you know, love, relationships, and life. And what better time to have those laid back conversations than laying in the bed?
I agree with you. It's like when people are having those talks at 3 a.m. in the morning, they're so vulnerable and open, but it's like the most best open dialogues that you could have. And so I agree with you that you're just much more in a relaxed state of mind in the morning when you've had a good night's mm-hmm. rest, and your mind is clear, and you're just talking through things, and you're being much more open and true to like who you are, which to me is really at the core of an authentic relationship. And we talk a lot about that too, you and I. Just like when you can feel comfortable with somebody and really be who you are, no matter how quirky or eccentric or weird people perceive you to be, as long as you find your other weirdo, it goes okay. Like, it's not a big deal. And I think that's so important. And I think that plays to just being in the right relationship dynamics. And you know it because there's just a clarity there and a comfort there, and you don't have to overthink it. I often think, like, when people are overthinking it, that means that there's probably a bit of a mismatch somewhere.
Pretty good. If you also notice the symbol yin-yang, which we know is one of the oldest symbols used by the Chinese over a millennia, it's just basically symbolic of a Chinese philosophy that just stems from You know, the opposites. Sometimes the opposites attract. Sometimes, you know, contrary forces that may actually be complementary one to another. And the thing about it is, if you look at the symbol, it does look like there are two things that are merging while still being separate, such as with mindsets or relationships. Relationships sometimes merge. Sometimes life things that we deal with, they merge while still being separate. How can we correlate those two symbols, the yin and the yang, for the greater good? Relationships, we know, love, hate, happy, sadness, Frankie Beverly, love, pain, sunshine, rain.
Yeah, that's true. But
so just to explain just the symbology of this old symbol of yin yang, it goes deeper than what you see.
Yeah, and I mean, just to talk about what you said, you know, there's always a saying opposites attract, right? But I think it's like you do want someone to challenge you in healthy ways, but you also want acceptance. So there's this fine line, I think, where you want someone who can really be complimentary, but in a yin yang situation, people are going to pull you out of your comfort zone, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to make you feel uncomfortable on some things. It's really someone else looking at you through a different lens. And it also becomes about you being honest with yourself, because mm-hmm. when it's you, you can kind of shade the truth, or you can kind of pretend things don't exist. You could deal with that, the good side to yourself, and kind of not address the more challenging sides. But when someone else is in that relationship with you, that's that pull, and that pull that you're talking about, where it's kind of out there, right? And it's more open, and people are more apt to bring things to your attention that sometimes don't feel good in the moment, but things that need to happen to shake things up and make you stronger, you know, make your relationship stronger.
Good point. Very good point. And I think that's, again, the stimulation that will be derived from bed talks. Or bed talk conversation.
Stimulation in the bed.
Well, you know, let's not forget that component does exist now. It does exist, and that's not the premise of this bed talk discussion. But in reality, the bed is, again, symbolic of many things, okay, of rest, sometimes of healing. We can go on and on as what, you know, being in the bed can actually mean to one person or to two people. And let me go back and say this right quick. To the great K Solo, some of y'all may remember him as a hip-hop artist. I'm going to change that name. I'm not going to say K Solo, but I will say K Soul, okay? S-O-L.
Now you're giving away our age.
Yeah, but sorry about that, K Solo. Yeah, yeah, so.
No disrespect to K Solo, but.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. But yeah, so I think, again, that hopefully you guys will just enjoy this. Elizabeth has a way of pulling out things from an individual such as myself in ways that it is stimulating, going back to her word the term she just used with me, because I am pretty private. I don't say a lot. I don't divulge a lot about my business. But when you with someone like her who truly understands and is non-judgmental, hopefully that can resonate, you know, with the audience.
Well, I feel like it's mutual. He sometimes shuts down the relationship. Whisper, I know it's weird because not many people can shut me down, but he knows how to also use his high level of emotional intelligence and his reading of my nonverbals to pull things out of me too, because even I need to grow as well. I mean, I learn from everyone around me, and K Solo, I don't know your new name, K. has definitely called me out on that before. So I think that, you know, the relationship thing is just like, it's a constant learning experience. And I think you have to go into it with that, you know, it's perpetual, it's perpetuity. It's till you're no longer here. You're always going to be learning about yourself and someone else.
Very true. And for those of you who are very, very, very highly intellectual, you will hear a plethora of vocabulary words as such as Miss Elizabeth uses continuously. It will also prompt you to become more learned. All right.
I love
even
words.
Myself. Even
words
myself.
Are good. Words
so,
are good.
So we really hope that, you know, you guys just get something out of these bed talks.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a quick intro on what to expect. We love to hear feedback. I love feedback. So if you have comments, or if you want to DM me on Instagram or send me something on Facebook or Twitter about what you think of the podcast and things you like to hear, we look forward to it. And we'll be back again with another bed talk.